With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
By the way, quick update, Scott Harris. I have a friend that says he may be able to get me a captain time.
Oh, yeah.
What's like your pilot? Thoughts? Yeah. What's your thoughts in a couple of weeks if I wear it?
Done.
On the
Done.
No, do you think I'll be called out like, hey, you can't wear that?
Mark, if you have
like if you're five. No. If you're five, you can do it. Or you look like, you know, the captain that hangs out at the end of a bar and a restaurant. But what's your thoughts if I wore that?
If Hugh Hefner can go around for...
I don't think he wears it on commercial flights, or did wear it on commercial flights.
Well, he wore a boat captain's hat.
I know, but I'm actual pilot's hat.
Do it. Yes.
He goes, I think I can get you one. Do you want it?
Yes.
And of course, I text back and go, is it new? I don't want someone's retired hat. He goes, no, I can get you a new one. What's your thoughts on that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because you know what else I guess kind of is a fair question? It's not just the pilot who wears that hat. Mm-hmm. It's the sky cap, too. Why does he need the hat also?
Oh, because it looks cool.
But why? You're just dropping luggage off. What does he need the hat for?
You got to find out that it's not a sky cap hat.
Oh, man. All right. 96outofthegame.com. I put a blog up, or Scott put it up. I wrote it, and Scott posted it, and I encourage you to read it. The headline, it's clickbait. About why UCF and USF are
it's
not
clickbait
playing.
Clickbait when there's facts in it.
Well, but it's clickbait to have you click it on and read it. But Mike and I talked about that in the bridge briefly. And on Mondays when I've got to go tape our TV show with Josh Heupel, that'll be part of the bridge playback that we get about 11:15 today. And maybe touch that a little bit. As far as the weekend goes in college football, I guess maybe this is the first weekend of whatever normal is in college football. And as I've said before, I accept there are some people that believe nobody should be playing. There's some people that are using, hey, look at that stadium. It looks like no one's wearing a mask and they're not sitting by each other. I don't know what is fair in every place. Okay, I broadcast a game this weekend where there were 350 people allowed, parents of the players. And it was eerie. I mean, it just was downright eerie. And then I watch games when we were done playing our game on our drive back to Raleigh. And at night, you're like, boy, that looks like a lot of people. That didn't look like 20% and everything. So I get it. I mean, if you're part of that group, I get it. As I've said, I have to be what I think is safe. And that's up to me. What you may think is safe is different. But we did play football games this weekend, and a few things I thought really jumped out in college football. Florida took the field for the first time, as did others in the SEC. And as I explained to Mike, our game was the same time, so I didn't get to watch the Florida game live. I was looking during our commercial breaks and saw Florida kept scoring. And so watching highlights or a game back where you know the outcome, it's just different. But I brought the point up with Mike earlier that, and a Gator fan remembers, it's the Kentucky game last year when Felipe Franks goes down, and you know that injury happens, everything changes. That sometimes it just takes luck that that leads to somebody else stepping in, and then Kyle Trask steps in, and Florida's offense is fine. And Trask gains experience, and he's comfortable, and working with Dan Mullen, who maybe has the better quarterback for what he wants to do now. Maybe it's not the ideal quarterback that's a run threat, but Pitts is the best tight end of the country, and Florida's offense was machine-like. It was great. Moved up and down the field, Trask looked comfortable, and Florida was able to do whatever they wanted to do. You always have your share of critics, though, and people are like, yeah, but the offense, you know, did great, but the defense. Listen, you get in games like that, you're going to give up yards and points. But Florida was never really threatened in that football game. Whether Florida is the third best team in the country, I don't know. Right now, where we're measuring teams that have played games, those that don't play for 4 weeks, 5 weeks, I have no idea. I really don't. So whatever the polls are, I accept that this is just the odd year that it is. But if you're a Gator fan, that's exciting to watch what they did offensively against Ole Miss, who has some playmakers on offense. Their defense isn't very good, but that's not Florida's fault. You do what you need to do. The UCF game, Scott, 26 years of calling UCF football, I have never seen a first drive begin with four false starts.
Yeah.
And then first and 30. And by the way, get the first down. Like, yeah, okay, we got it. Dylan Gabriel threw for 100 yards on the opening drive, which, by the way, is not possible without penalties. You can't get the ball in the end zone. There is no spot of the goal line when you start a drive. It has to be defined as the one. But because of penalties, you can end up having a drive more than 100 yards. But he threw for 100 yards on their opening drive. And UCF 151-28. They were down 7-0, gave up a touchdown opening drive of the game, and then led 41-7. And there's a period where they got three straight fumble recoveries from East Killen and got 3 points out of it and had 19 penalties, and those are things that you got to clean up and accept that, you know, something that you got to work on. But they made defensive adjustments. They made an East Carolina quarterback look very average that East Carolina thought was going to be really good, and he still may be really good. East Carolina thinks that they have among the best receivers in the conference, and they may, but for the most part, they were shut down. And it was 41-7. The game's over, okay? Some people, and welcome to college football fans, okay? Scott, I post basically the same tweet when UCF wins a game. I just put a little winner with a picture of the scoreboard and like a brief note or two. And the note that I posted was about Dylan Gabriel, school record, 18 straight completions, another 40-yard game, the two wide receivers that were huge in Marlon Williams and Jalen Robinson. And it wasn't an hour. It wasn't 30 minutes. It was 5 minutes before the, it looked terrible doing it, man. Undisciplined, giving up cheap touchdowns to the end. Like, how do you live in that world? How do you live in that world where you just always want to be on the negative side of finding something? And I know the game because when the team loses, you go, see, I told you that stuff was going to hurt them. Like, no one's happy on the football team. You commit 19 penalties, okay? But they won 51-28. And if you want to look at the last two touchdowns East Carolina scored, the last one, by the way, came with 7 true or redshirt freshmen on the field and 2 sophomores. Okay? Now, those are valuable plays for everybody to play, but if you want to be in that, you know, because what, they didn't cover the 27.5 that you needed to or stuff like that? I mean, if you want to live in that world, live in that world. I mean, just have at it. But, wow, when a 51-28 win gets under your skin, look, I get if you want to say, hey, can't commit 19 penalties. But if you want to live in that world of negativity, I guess you can live in that world. Dylan Gabriel throws for 400 again. Big playmakers on offense. They made big plays on defense. UCF has 9 turnovers in the first 2 football games. They're plus 7 after 2 games. All right. Miami, Florida State. Quickly, 10 o'clock hour, WYJM Orlando, WJRR HD2, Cocoa Beach, Orlando Sports Leader. And Tom DeAngelo is going to talk to us next segment. And Tom's covered Florida State for a number of years. Look, about Miami, if you're a Miami fan, the fan in you should love everything about the first 3 football games. Everything about it. They're 3-0. They're ranked. They got national love. 2 straight games, primetime ABC. 2 blowouts. De'Ara King is the biggest free agent acquisition in college football, and he's bigger than KJ Costello right now because of where Miami is. After 3 games, maybe KJ Costello can be this great quarterback week in and week out for Mississippi State, and then you can have an argument. But De'Ara King is the best addition because of what Miami has needed. I mean, Mississippi State has needed excitement again. Dan Mullen left, and maybe Mike Leach is going to be that. But as I said to Mike, And as I wrote about my blog today, late December, Miami lost 14-0 to Louisiana Tech in a bowl game that nobody even remembers what bowl it was. Okay? And for the most part, Manny Diaz is the same coach. Right? He's the same coach. Now, he hired an offensive coordinator who put an offense in that Miami should have been running a decade ago, but they needed a quarterback. And they have the perfect quarterback to run that system. Now, you could say Miami's beaten a 2-1 UAB team, they've beaten a 1-2 Louisville team, and they've beaten now an 0-2 Florida State team. But that's not their fault. That's the schedule. And in 2 weeks, you get a test against Clemson, and they don't need to beat Clemson. They just need to play a game that you look and go, that's a good football team. And they may lose 35-21, and you may say, but Miami held their own. And then you can say, now you're beginning to see a program develop. So for Miami, everything's good. Everything's good. They're back inside the top 10. The U-back thing, whatever. Let the season play itself out. But that's how one player can make a difference. That's what De'Ara King has done. It changes everything, including your defense. You feel better about yourself because you know that you have an offense that can move the football. Now, the other side, look, it can't get worse. I mean, Michael Norvell came down with the virus, couldn't coach his team, and, that's part of what's been a ripple effect of things for Florida State. This is not going to get better in the remaining games they play. Now, Florida State's going to win some games this year. I know it seems like that's not going to happen, but they'll win some games this year. But the fix is not as quick as people think it should be. And we talked about this last week, that you don't just hire a coach and players that are not very good get better. And Mike Leach knows it better than any Florida State fan, that he's got to get better players. And whoever you want to point a finger at, of Jimbo Fisher and Willie Taggart and whatever, the size of your stadium and the amount of trophies in your trophy case help nothing right now. Nothing. Now, it helps in recruiting to say this is what we've been and you can help us get back to that, but it doesn't make subpar players better. And Mike Norvell's got to find a quarterback, whether he looks for a fifth-year transfer, whether he tries to find a JC player, whether he thinks he's got a young quarterback, but he's got to do that, and he better get an offensive line. Otherwise, you know what happens? You look like Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold. But that's not a quick fix. And college football fans have the least patience of everybody. Of everybody. And that's going to be the challenge for a fan base that in all years doesn't want to be patient and yet understand that this is, in some ways, it's a throwaway year for everybody in many reasons, but in some ways it is a throwaway year because of a coaching staff that comes in that never has enough time to get a first class really to the level you want it and then realizes we have a lot of work to do and it's going to take a few more recruiting classes. You may not have the patience, because Willie Taggart's the example of not having the patience, and it comes at the worst possible time because of all the other economic things that come into play in what 2020 has become. But that doesn't get fixed in four games. That's not like four starters are out that you get them back, and all of a sudden you're like, hey, now we're back. That's something that's going to take some time to get better at that place. Oklahoma did what Oklahoma does. Finds a game to lose every year that you're like, oh, they'll win that. And then you're like, wait, they lost? A Kansas State team that a couple of weeks ago got beat by, on that day, a much better team from the Sun Belt that rallied to beat Oklahoma because its defense let itself down again. And I don't know if I'd write them off yet, but clearly there's no margin of error anymore for Oklahoma, who has to run the table even in this odd world of how we rank teams. But that was the big upset of the weekend, we thought, and still may be, because then you watch what happened to LSU. And we fall for that all the time in college football. That, again, the size of the stadium, the trophy case, and the logo, we assume, makes all things the same as they once were. And the number of players that LSU lost despite a roster full of five-star guys and four-star guys, just doesn't mean that if you had little to no experience that you're now able to step in for guys that played for 3 and 4 years, because that didn't happen. And I clicked on to read some of the media clippings from New Orleans and Baton Rouge, and Ed Orgeron's back to being the Cookie Monster. How could they be so unprepared? Don't you know what Mike Leach does? How can your defense be like this? And Scott, he just completed the greatest season in the eyes of some in college football history, and now he's back to being the Cookie Monster again.
How long until...
Isn't college football fantastic?
How long until it's the... Can we get Les Miles back?
Well, I don't know about that, but it's just amazing what can happen. You know, how can we lose at home to that? How did you not know he's been playing that offense for years and everything? And no one wants to hear. Look at all the guys that lost. Oh, we're LSU. You just reload and everything. And
when has LSU ever been that?
Listen, it doesn't matter. It's a mindset. It's like I just said also about the few people that I posted a tweet about UCF and want to live in a negative world of like, gave up 21 points after having a 41-7 lead. And like, wow. I will say the onside kick with 19 seconds ago in the UCF game is ridiculous. No, 4 minutes to go. If you're down 23, I can understand that. 19 seconds ago, the only thing that happens is people get hurt. You're not doing anything down 23 with 19 seconds to go. It's going to help you win the football game. 4 minutes, Alex. 19 seconds, you onside kick. That's how people get hurt. That was surprising at the end of that football game. So, all right, that's a little bit of recap of the weekend that was in college football. More on where Florida State is right now and what lies ahead for them. Coming up on this station, Scott, what do we got play-by-play-wise? There's so much going on. What do we got here?
We're working on the NBA Finals in baseball playoffs right now.
All right. We got 4 baseball playoff games tomorrow, 8 on the schedule on Wednesday. And a crazy day of baseball playoffs on Wednesday if you are into baseball. And, yes, the NBA Finals begin on Wednesday as well. Stick around. A lot to get to still on the Monday show. The Beat of Sports continues after timeout.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.